think all of it deserves to be in the spotlight, and I think it's just such a fun topic to think about and to discuss and sort of just like be a part of. I think self-love is such an important topic, and it's so hard to have self-love and to hold space and time for yourself. And guys, like, this is everyone's first time being alive, unless, you know, you are from a past life. I mean, I guess we all kind of are in a way, but technically in this life we are living right now, this is your first time doing this whole thing, and that's so hard. Give yourself a pat on the back for making it this far. Like, that's so lit and cool. Let's get more self-love into the world. I think we all need to love ourselves a little bit more, me included. And that is something I think is really fun and I wanted to bring up. Second, I wanted to bring up family love, pet love, nature love, all the things that we enjoy in this life that you just can't help but love. I think that's amazing, and I think those are so fun. I'm going to get into the dark, scary versions of love, and I'm going to get into the unrequited love. I'm going to talk about the love that you don't want to love anymore but can't help but love. I think every single version of love deserves to be discussed and talked about, and so that's going to be after this next set. I'm going to go in depth about the Wuthering Heights album. I'm going to talk about the film. I'm going to talk about the book. I'm going to talk about the album by Charlie XCX, which I've fallen in love with. Another theme of love this week. I just love love. I think it's so cool, and I think it's so silly, and I just think it's something that people can feel, no matter it be romantic, no, it could be platonic, it could be you love an anime, you love a show, you love art, you love music, like passion, just love. I want to talk about it all. I feel called to talk about it today, so that's really fun. We're going to be listening to a little bit of Tiffany Day. Tiffany Day is coming to Vancouver in May, March? No. Okay, I'm going to look up when she's coming to Vancouver after we listen to her, because I don't know off the dome. But she's coming to Vancouver in this next couple months. She's coming out with a new album April 3rd. It's called Halo. I'm really excited for the new album. She's been dropping singles periodically over the past few weeks. I've been listening to them nonstop. I love Tiffany Day. I love the way she layers her tracks. She echoes her sounds. I like her rhythm. I like her beats. I love her soft vocals combined with her hard bass. Like, it all really blends really nicely, and I think she's got a really unique, fun sound and sort of aesthetic that you don't really see a lot these days, and I love to hear it. I love to see it. So we're going to listen to some Tiffany Day. She's also a Canadian artist from Toronto, so that's cool. We love female Canadian artists. So yeah, we're going to listen to some Tiffany Day, then I'm going to jump into some Wuthering Heights. We're going to talk about love, unrequited love, the nasty, the gross, the crazy, all of it. So that's going to be after Tiffany Day. For now, here is American Girl by Tiffany Day. Enjoy.
Girl, don't look like because I'm all up in my head. I'm an American girl. Don't look like you yet. Wanna be part of your world. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise to anything you want me to. I'm an American girl. I promise you.
Yeah.
gorgeous, so awesome, so cool, so fun, so epic. That was Just Pretty For You by Tiffany Day. This is CJSF 90.1 F Burnaby, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and this week, this whole episode is all about love. The fun love, the nasty love, the sad love, the family love, pet love, nature love, loving love, loving music, having passion for literally anything. Okay, so, I said I was going to look up when Tiffany Day was coming to Vancouver because she is, and I didn't. So I'm going to have to do that right now. She's going on tour with another artist. I think their name is Aries. Okay, guys, I found it. Okay. They're coming. Tiffany Day is coming. She's opening for another artist. I think, yeah, their name is Aries. Very fun. Very cool. They're coming to Vancouver March 22nd. Okay, that was not difficult to find, but it just took a lot of energy. Anyway, I love Tiffany Day. I think she's so cool. I think she talks also a lot about love. She has a lot of like kind of heartbreak in a lot of her sounds. And I really like the blend of kind of making it sort of hyper pop, because typically a lot of love songs or a lot of songs about like any type of romantic love, they're typically a little bit slower or a little melodic, very sort of the tempo stays low. And I think that Tiffany really brings a hyper pop element to everything she does. And I think that's so cool. And I just love that she's just kind of saying what she needs to say, but also layering it with these amazing sounds. The layers she does and the way it blends into the chords, the chorus, and sort of it just harmonizes nicely together, and then it fits, and then she goes and blends it all and makes it just sound so nice. I don't have the technical terms for what she's doing, but I do have the admiration and the respect, because I know it's not easy. And I think I'm so excited for her new album. Tiffany Day is coming out with a new album April 3rd. It's called Halo, and she's simultaneously dropping right now just a lot of really cool singles. Like she just came out with, what's it called, Start Over, like 1 week ago, and it's such a great track. I think it's really cool. And she not only brings up sort of like kind of romantic love, but she also brings up love for her parents, love for her community, love for her fans, and sort of this difficult, challenging feeling that comes with love, because you want to live up to those expectations and those standards you kind of set for yourself that you want to live up to with your family or friends and stuff. And she sort of discusses how difficult those things can be internally and externally. And I really like those sort of mementos in music. I think that's really fun. And, I just smacked the microphone because I got so excited, because we're about to talk about the new Wuthering Heights album by Charlie XCX. Pause. Wuthering Heights is it's a book originally written by Emily Bronte, which is very cool. But it's recently been redone in a movie. I don't know it's recently been made into a film by Emerald Fennell and probably a whole other crazy team. But the two main actors are Jacob Elordi and Margot Robbie, which is like an insane sort of team for being co-stars, just beauty wise. I think that's insane, because so here's the thing. Wuthering Heights is originally a story between, it's like unrequited love, it's a destructive love, it's a heartthrob sort of a book. It's very emotional, very intense. But the whole point of the book is that Heathcliff, the main character, the character that Jacob Elordi plays, is a man of color. And they're sort of, he's kind of, it's taken place in a time where people of color could not marry or be with other, like anyone of status, which is, you know, history. And so making Heathcliff now in the film sort of like takes away that element that is necessary for the film, because, you know, there's a huge discrepancy between this take on love and race and humanity and being in community and then turning Heathcliff, who was a man of color, into sexy Jacob Elordi, I think sort of really takes away a lot of that passion and drive for the unrequited love and we shouldn't do this and blah 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 blah. I think that's such a huge part of the book that they really missed in the film. However, this film is in quotations because it's an adaptation of the book. It's not supposed to be the exact replica of how the book is played out. But I think that aspect of the book kind of really solidifies it in my mind as makes it just all that more beautiful and stunning. Now, have I read the book? No. Have I seen the movie? No. Have I listened to the album by Charlie XCX? Yes. So if 1 + 1 = 2 and 1 - 1 equals -2, then I'm at -2 and that equals the Charlie XCX album. Are you keeping with me? Because you should be. And so here really today, I'm here to talk about the album by Charlie XCX, the Wuthering Heights album, because I feel so strongly about it. And I really love the album. I think it's a beautiful piece of art that Charlie has done and made. I think it's really cool because it strays so far away from what she did during Brat Summer, and it really shows her sort of layers and dimensions of what she can do as an artist. The album Wuthering Heights is very melodic. It's very sort of Ethel Cain coded. It has these deep sort of gothic century willowing sounds and echoing beats, like mixed with these lyrics that really speak to that unrequited love and that sort of desire to share love that isn't meant to be received, or knowing that you have all this love that has nowhere to go because it can't be received, and or it just shouldn't, or it's dangerous to be received, or it's just basically love that has nowhere to go. And I think that's such a unique place for Charlie to sort of solidify her music and artistry, like in like that sort of that topic of love and mystery and mystique. Because guys, love is not all sunshine and rainbows. Guys, there's this huge, just epic dark pit of love that is talked about a lot less, and I'm running out of time, so I don't have a lot of time to like really dive in deep, because I want to have room for these amazing tracks that Charlie's done. But before I go, I will say that love is so beautiful and fun and cool, but there's this other side of love that can be so endless and so scary and so dark, and love doesn't need to be received in order to be felt. You can feel love and have love and it be yours. Even if it is for someone else, you can still have it, you know, hold it and keep it. It doesn't necessarily have to be received for it to be real. And I think that concept is really well done in this album, and I'm going to see the film, so I guess I'll talk about the film. I'm literally going to go see it tomorrow, but I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to go see it tomorrow just because I loved the album by Charlie XCX so much. I want to see the film. And so yeah, love is crazy. Love is intense. Love is beautiful. Love is scary. But at the end of the day, love is love. And you just can't really change it. And, you know, I love unrequited love because I feel like it makes it real. Love that you don't want to love anymore, and love that you love so bad it hurts and that you don't want to feel but you can't help but feel, makes it even more real to me. Like, I feel like that makes it and solidifies it as tangible for me. Like, it's undeniable at that point. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. And I think that is really wrapped up nicely in this album. And love isn't always good for you. And it's destructive and it hurts and it can be challenging. And it's not even just destructive for romantic love. It can be destructive, like family love. It can hurt and it can feel bad. And it's, you know, it stings, but it all around it is just love. Okay, I really gotta go. I really want to play these songs, and I want you to hear it. So here is Dying for You by Charlie XCX. This has been Raccoon City every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. And here is Dying for You by Charlie XCX on her newest album, Wuthering Heights.
The river's turning to red. I got a smile on my face. I bleed even.